Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where one of our greatest institutions, the Supreme Court of the United States, is under attack. It appears to have lost the confidence of a big segment of the American people, with the voices on the left being raised very prominently, calling for a whole restructuring of the Supreme Court as an institution, particularly enlarging it, so instead of 9 justices, you have perhaps 15. What's the point? Well, that's what Mike Lee has written his most recent book about. He's a prolific author. He's also the senior senator from the state of Utah for in the United States Senate. And his father, as you find out in his new book, Saving Nine, which is subtitled The Fight Against the Left's Audacious Plan to Pack the Supreme Court and Destroy American Liberty, his father was Solicitor General for the United States, which meant he represented the U.S. government, the administration, and it was the Reagan administration, before the Supreme Court. So you were 10 years old, is that right, Senator Lee, when you went to the Supreme Court, seeing it in session the first time?
Yes, 10 years old. And, you know, the first time I went, it felt like church in another language. You had to hold still, be very quiet. You couldn't understand a lot of what was going on. But in time, I developed a deep appreciation and profound respect for the place. And that's one of the reasons why, seeing the court under attack as it now is, I feel compelled to help spread the word and to help protect the court from this type of manipulation that the left is trying to undertake. That's why I wrote Saving Nine. Saving Nine, when you read it, it'll give you the ability to arm yourself with the arguments you need to defeat the court packing plan of the left.
Yeah, the title Saving Nine refers to a common pun that was made when the last president who tried to pack the court, whose name was Franklin D. Roosevelt, basically lost his fight to add justices. And a lot of people thought it was because they had begun giving more leeway to New Deal programs, and that was described as the switch in time that saved nine. You're not implying that we need any switch in jurisprudence here on the part of the court to save nine in this particular crisis.
No, not at all. Quite to the contrary. In fact, I talk about this. I talk about that switch in time to save nine in chapter 5 of Saving Nine. And I use that actually as a cautionary tale, as a warning. Because the last time court packing was undertaken in 1937, as I explained in Chapter 5, the court packing plan failed legislatively, but it still left a lasting mark. It still damaged the court. What it did was it threatened, intimidated, and harassed the Supreme Court to the point that Justice Owen Roberts flipped his vote, changed the interpretation of the Commerce Clause, dramatically expanded the authority of Congress and of the federal government, and we've been paying the price ever since then. So that's the central message of Saving Nine, is that court packing is bad because it destroys the independence of the federal judiciary. And even when it doesn't work, meaning when it fails legislatively, it still leaves a very ugly mark, and we're still paying the consequences today. That's why I want the American people to be educated and informed about the risks of court packing. That's why I wrote this book. After you read this book, you'll never lose another argument again about the federal government, not just about the courts, but about the three branches and how they interact with the states and with the individual.
And in terms of the actual threat of court packing, are there voices in the administration, anywhere in the administration? I mean, I know he convened that large commission to study Supreme Court reform, but they didn't come up with a positive recommendation to add justices to the court, did they?
No, they didn't. And I talk about this in Chapter 7 of Saving Nine. The fact that he put together this commission, this was there to take this from an idea that Joe Biden once called boneheaded and make it mainstream. They were trying to legitimize the idea. But so by putting together the commission of so-called experts and then having those experts wring their hands and issue a report that culminated in anything other than a complete unmitigated condemnation of court packing, they, in effect, endorsed court packing. And that's what makes this so dangerous.
Okay. Do you favor any of the other suggestions, and do you write about them in Saving Nine? That's the title of the new book by Senator Mike Lee of Utah. Do other suggestions for term limits? I know we were speaking to Professor Ilya Shapiro of Georgetown University Law School formerly, but we were speaking to him earlier today, and he thought that, though he believed it would require a constitutional amendment, which makes it very unlikely, that some kind of term limit, an 18-year term, for instance, for Supreme Court justices might actually be beneficial. Are you open at all to that kind of idea?
You know, I agree with Ilya Shapiro on most things. I don't think I agree with him on that. And the reason I don't is that each justice is different. Many justices can continue to contribute meaningfully way into their old age, and I don't see any good reason why we should limit them to 18 years. In any event, I don't believe that the court is broken. That's my biggest grief with all of this, is that those who are calling for court packing start from the premise that the court's broken. It's not. Even when the court issues bad rulings that I hate, I don't call it a broken court. It's just not a bad court that sometimes does good things. It's a good court that sometimes makes mistakes because it's run by fallible, mortal human beings. But we shouldn't go changing it. It's one of the few things in our government that actually functions most of the time the way it should.
And when you say that most of the time, you would include the idea of overturning Roe v. Wade if that is the final decision of the court.
Well, of course. Look, the Supreme Court has to be able to overturn prior bad precedent. There have been plenty of bad prior decisions by the Supreme Court. I mean, just look at Plessy versus Ferguson that invented the demonic doctrine of separate but equal. Never was separate and equal. It was always designed to be unequal. That's why it was correct when the Supreme Court, many decades later, overturned Plessy versus Ferguson and Brown versus Board of Education. Roe versus Wade is one of those decisions that was wrong when it was decided. It was egregiously wrong, and it's time for it to be overturned.
What do you say to the fact that, according to most of the polling, support for Roe v. Wade has gone up in the last couple of weeks since the leak?
I don't take any heed to it at all, because first of all, those polling questions are irrelevant to the question of constitutionality. People may agree with the outcome of Roe versus Wade as a matter of policy, but matters of policy in our constitutional system are to be decided by lawmakers so long as they don't transcend or transgress some constitutional command. This one doesn't. So this is to be made by policymakers, which is elected officials. Policymakers typically at the state level, and they are the ones who should get to decide that.
We are talking with Senator Mike Lee of Utah, his book, Saving Nine. Is there a secondary message here other than that you want to leave people with, above all, even more than opposition to court packing?
Yeah. So the remainder of the message is we live in a remarkably blessed land. It's blessed. It's been prosperous because we have a system of government that protects the individual and protects society as a whole from the dangers associated with the excessive accumulation of the power in the hands of the few. We have to protect that. To that end, we have checks and balances. We have separation of powers. This book is about protecting the separation of powers and with it your liberty. So try Saving Nine and you'll have the tools that you need, not only to understand how great our republic is, but how we can save it.
Saving Nine by Senator Mike Lee. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Godspeed to you, Senator, on your good work.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net, that's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Would be justified in looking back at us and asking, what were you thinking? Couldn't you hear what the scientists were saying? Couldn't you hear what Mother Nature was screaming at you?
The Michael Medved Show.
Now, Mother Nature is screaming at us in the voice of Al Gore. No, that's not an imitation. That's the real Al Gore. But that was, that must have been from about 20 years ago. Maybe 22 years ago during his presidential campaign in 2000. Considering the direction of public opinion from, say, 2000 to today, 22 years later? There are three issues in which there has been a very visible change and consistent change in polling. And they are all issues that the Democrats have tried to use and rally behind, talking about issue of gun regulation, where this has been a Democratic concern for years and years and years, issues on abortion and abortion regulation, which is something that the Democrats have been very strong supporters of Roe v. Wade, and all of a sudden support is up for Roe v. Wade now that there is the imminent danger that, or the imminent possibility or likelihood that Roe will in fact be overturned by the Supreme Court. And then the issue of gay marriage, where they just ran a Gallup poll and they had a headline, 71% of Americans now say they support same-sex marriage. And there are about a half a million same-sex married couples living in these United States. If you're one of those people who has had a change of heart on any of these issues, give a call, because I'd like to hear why. 1-800-955-1776. There's a series of conclusions about the takeaways from a big primary night last night. There were seven states that held primary elections last night, and there were interesting messages from all of them. One of the messages that I think was at least fascinating was reported from Washington, D.C., which did not have a primary last night. They don't obviously have elections for governor or for U.S. senator or for a member of Congress. But they do have lots and lots of social life. And there's an interesting note on D.C. social life last night under the heading Only in D.C. Kellyanne Conway, you remember her, she celebrated the publication of her new memoir, Here's the Deal, with a book party at Cafe Milano in Georgetown last night. Georgetown, of course, the a neighborhood considered a very upscale neighborhood of Washington, D.C. Across town, in the middle of the book party for Kellyanne Conway at 8 p.m., her husband, George Conway, appeared from his study on MSNBC. A few minutes later, he was on CNN's Anderson Cooper 360. In other words, he was doing TV and not attending his wife's book party. In both appearances, he offered his views on the, quote, criminal conspiracy on the part of former President Donald Trump, his campaign and administration officials, presumably including Mrs. Conway, to overturn the 2020 election. Politico says, we are reliably informed that George booked the appearances as counter-programming to Kellyanne's book party. Regular patrons of Milano will recall that above the bar in the center of the restaurant are two large TV screens that are usually tuned to cable news. Apparently, they were not functioning last night to disrupt the book party. Again, now that Americans seem to be done with the media focus on Johnny and Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, is there a future here for the battling Conways? Who knows? Okay. About the midterm last night, and of course what everybody asks is, because we have a president who, according to, we were speaking with Jonathan Allen of NBC yesterday, who has just written that Trump is on the verge of announcing his candidacy and will probably announce his candidacy for president in 2024 before the midterm elections of 2022. And apparently the strategy that would follow would be to discourage any other candidates from going too far in that direction, getting a head start on them, shutting the door on them by demonstrating that he had something like majority support in the party. And it certainly would enable him to go ahead of Ron DeSantis, because the governor of Florida, he simply cannot announce his candidate for presidency or even hint too much in that direction while he's running for re-election. And yes, he's on the ballot for re-election. He's very heavily favored, and I think he will surely win in the state of Florida. But Politico reports that last night, five of the 35 House Republicans who voted to establish the January 6th Commission, which begins its televised hearings tomorrow night, the 35 Republicans who voted to establish the January 6th Commission, five of them faced primaries on Tuesday. Trump vowed to exact revenge on all of them. So how did they fare? In Iowa, Representative Marionette Miller Meeks ran uncontested. She had the closest race in the country. Literally, it was decided by a dozen votes. She is heavily favored to win re-election this time, and no one seemed to count it against her that she voted to establish the January 6th Commission. In South Dakota, they only have one representative, so it's a statewide at-large district. Dusty Johnson won with almost 60% of the vote, so he won easily. In New Jersey, Representative Chris Smith won with 58% of the vote. In Mississippi, a 50% threshold state, Representative Michael Guest was forced into a runoff in the primary against a MAGA opponent who attacked his vote for the commission. But Trump did not endorse in the race. Will he enter the fray before the June 28th runoff? And then there was California. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Thank God Talk Radio's there.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Threats of violence and actual violence against the justices, of course, strike at the heart of our democracy, and we will do everything we can to prevent them and to hold people who do them accountable.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's comments on Wednesday as a man was arrested near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. The man was charged with attempted murder. Authorities say he was carrying a gun, a knife, pepper spray, and zip ties. Some of those affected by a recent deadly mass shooting are telling their stories.
And he stood there and shot my teacher and told my teacher goodnight and shot her in the head. And then he shot some of my classmates.
During a house hearing, 11-year-old Maya Cirillo also saying she no longer feels safe at school. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On the Michael Medved show, it seems like Gavin Newsom is always running for office of some kind. He was mayor of San Francisco, and then he was lieutenant governor of California, two terms, and he just won in a recall, if you may remember, where our friend Larry Elder was actually running against him, would have been a solid Republican alternative for Californians. In any event, this time, Gavin Newsom got about, they have the jungle primary in California. So it means that all the names are on one ballot, and it's possible that with nobody, actually in California, it doesn't matter. You can, I'm quite sure that Gavin Newsom won over 50% of the vote, but no, he's not reelected governor. He advances to the general election. But his opponent, the state senator Dolly, actually won about 15% of the vote, so he advances to the general election. Newsom, a number of people said, seemed to be giving a pitch for his own presidential race, which is appalling, which indicates some of the lack of confidence that Democrats have generally in the idea of either President Biden or Vice President Harris being the nominee. In his victory statement, advancing to the primary, from the primary to the general election last night, Governor Newsom said, "Across the country, Republicans are attacking our fundamental rights as Americans, destroying democracy, stripping a woman of the right to choose, and standing idly by as gun violence claims too many lives. California is the antidote to their cynicism. We are leading with compassion, common sense, and science. Treasuring diversity, defending democracy, and protecting our planet." Well, that's some pretty good alliteration. I mean, you know, you have the D and D, and then P and P. Treasuring diversity, defending democracy, and protecting our planet. Here's to continuing that fight. But even at that time, the great showing for Lan He Chen in running for state controller in California gives all kinds of reasons for Republicans to participate in the general election, even without much chance of pulling the upset of the century in the governor's race. Politico also writes that over the weekend, DeSantis topped Trump. Where? It's in the annual Western Conservative Summit straw poll, with 71% of participants wanting the Florida governor to run for president in 2024, compared to 67% for Trump. Okay, that's not a huge victory. The next closest was 28% for Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. DeSantis also won the straw poll in 2021. Politico notes that the straw poll comes on the heels of DeSantis also running neck and neck with Trump in a new University of Nevada Reno survey asking voters in the state to rate potential 2024 candidates. DeSantis received the highest favorability score of any Republican with all voters of 48% compared to Trump's 42%. But he was bested by Trump slightly, 73-69, when just Republicans were counted. DeSantis has drawn attention as a possible challenger to Trump in part as a result of his very public stance of opposing pandemic-related restrictions, which he framed as an effort to keep the state's economy running. And, by the way, DeSantis has the same opportunity, in a sense, that Gavin Newsom does. Gavin Newsom is going to be on the ballot in November. And that means that if he wins a gigantic victory, that, of course, will advance his campaign for 2 years later. And that's also true for Ron DeSantis. He has, DeSantis has much stronger opposition with Charlie Crist, a former governor who used to be a Republican, and then he switched over to be an independent, then he switched over to be a Democrat. He's a Democrat now, and DeSantis is almost a sure victor, and that would energize his campaign. There is one note that when you take away, look at the takeaways that are listed by Politico from the big primary night. There is one notable case that happened was that in South Dakota, Representative Dusty Johnson drubbed his hardline challenger, Taffy Howard. He was one of those people who believed the election was stolen. Representative Dusty Johnson did not. He accepted it. And in Jersey, where Trump once sought to encourage a primary challenge to Representative Chris Smith, the veteran incumbent beat back a challenge from Mike Crispy, a Republican podcast host backed by Roger Stone. One inspired headline in this race between Crispy and Smith, it came from the state on Tuesday night. It read in part, Crispy creamed by Smith. Ba-dum-bump. Was little better for Trump, writes Politico. Beyond the House 5 in South Dakota, Senator John Thune, who had infuriated Trump when he said his effort to overturn the 2020 election would go down like a shot dog, he thrashed the also-rans who challenged him. John Thune, one of the most popular politicians in South Dakota. And the same is true of Governor Kristi Noem, who helped her own aspirations for president or vice president by winning the primary against a number of outspoken challengers who didn't come close at all. There's a one question about the economy, which has been upstaged recently. It'll be upstaged again, Democrats certainly hope, by the hearings they're scheduling tomorrow night. They're going to be nationally televised live, and then they go into hiatus. It's not going to be one night, then another. It goes Thursday night, and then I believe they don't resume again until Monday night of next week. But here is what the senator from Michigan, Debbie Stabenow, was conducting a hearing on Capitol Hill and celebrating the answer to high gas prices. This is extraordinary. Listen to clip 12.
I do have to say, just on the issue of gas prices, after waiting for a long time to have enough chips in this country to finally get my electric vehicle, I got it and drove it from Michigan to here this last weekend and went by every single gas station and didn't matter how high it was. And so I'm looking forward to the opportunity for us to move to vehicles that aren't going to be dependent on the whims of the oil companies and the international markets.
Yeah, but it's not just dependent on the whims of oil companies. You're getting that vehicle is dependent on people making a tremendous amount of money. The average price for a fully electric car is like $50,000. And there aren't a lot of electric used cars available for people. And it seems to me that if a Republican had said what Debbie Stabenow of Michigan said, basically ignoring the fact that electric cars are for people who are, well, getting a lot of chips, as he says. I mean, really, this is supposed to be the party of the downtrodden, ordinary people. We'll be right back on the Medved Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And of all the headlines that are heartbreaking, disturbing, alarming about shooting and death and destruction and small children whose lives are taken away or ruined, there is this from Orange County, Florida, near Orlando. And the reports from the Washington Post, Marie Ayala was spending time with her family in their Orlando home. It's actually a rented room that they were sharing. When she heard a loud pop, it was a gunshot, investigators said. The 28-year-old mother of three soon found herself doing chest compressions to try to save her dying husband. Their five-year-old son later identified the shooter, according to court records. The shooter was his two-year-old brother. Ayala has been charged with manslaughter by culpable negligence and possession of a firearm by a felon, authorities announced Monday. Investigators with the Orange County Sheriff's Office allege that Ayala negligently created a situation in which her toddler could get his hands on a gun and accidentally kill his father, 26-year-old Reggie Mabry. Ayala faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted of manslaughter in the May 26 shooting. The sheriff of Orange County, Florida, John Mina, said that now these young children have effectively lost both of their parents. The father is dead, their mother is in jail, and a young child has to live his life knowing that he shot his father. He probably won't remember it. He's 2 years old. That is just extraordinary. The sheriff used similar language at a news conference this week to describe Mabry's death. These tragedies are 100% preventable, he said, saying that Florida law requires gun owners to secure their firearms in locked containers with trigger locks if children under 16 can access them, let alone children under 3. Neither Ayala nor her husband should have had a gun. Both were barred from possessing firearms since they were on probation. The affidavit for Ayala's arrest provides a narrative of what investigators believe led to the death on at the very end of last month. Around noon that day, deputies responded to a 911 call about a shooting at the house of east of Orlando, and when they arrived, the cul-de-sac where Mabry and his family rented a room, deputies found Ayala performing CPR on her husband. Mabry shouldn't have had a gun either, the sheriff's office said. Even though the gun belonged to Mabry, Ayala told investigators, according to the affidavit, though she said she knew about it, she also acknowledged that since she was on probation after being convicted of felony theft in 2016, she was prohibited from having a firearm. Mabry shouldn't have had one either, the sheriff's office said. Both parents were on probation for child neglect and drug possession, something Ayala told investigators after the shooting. In any event, it's a terrible, terrible story. It's just awful. But what it indicates is if they are on probation for child neglect and for drug possession and for felony theft, and they are remaining with responsibility for two little kids. I don't know how old the third kid is, but one kid who's five and one kid who's two. Shouldn't we, if anything, be able to prevent people in this sort of situation from the access to firearms? And this is now not keeping them away from... And apparently what happened to the father when he was shot in the back, he had left the loaded gun, why, I don't know, but on the bed, and his children were playing with it, and he was watching, or he was playing a video game, when his two-year-old toddled in. And really, when you're 2 years old, you're a toddler. You're not expected to handle a firearm. And this is why some of the talk about reforms in various states, they're doing this in New York State. One of the things that Governor Kathy Hochul has pushed has been requiring lawful storage of guns, particularly in homes with small children, to protect them and to protect all of us from this kind of debilitating tragedy. And speaking of debilitating, I enjoy Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, Republican. He's witty, he's folksy, and sometimes he has a very welcome sense of humor. I think this is an attempt at humor. You can tell me whether it works or not. He's talking about, in Louisiana, despite it being a big petroleum state, how it deals with the rising price of gas. This is clip 16.
President Biden continues to campaign for more economic chaos. Meanwhile, I don't know about where you live, Jesse, but in my state, the price of gas is so high that it would be cheaper to buy cocaine and just run everywhere.
I'm not sure that cocaine is the right solution for the high price of gas. I'm also not sure that a movie that is about war versus pacifism, gay romance, and ultimately a religious conversion is either a solution for some of the woes that we are all experiencing right now. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Siegfried Sassoon, a British war hero in World War I, earned international fame for his poetry describing the horrors of that conflict, and now an ambitious new movie aims to describe his lifelong quest for salvation. It's called Benediction, now playing in theaters.
Friends may come, friends may go. Enemies are always faithful.
Life goes slowly on, trying to understand the enigma of other people.
And the enigma of this handsome, lavish, and very well-acted film is that it simply tries to do too much, focusing on Sassoon's wartime pacifism, his gay romantic adventures with often unworthy partners, and a heartfelt conversion to Catholicism late in life. Each of these components, covering more than 50 years, is impressive in its own right, but they often fail to come together in any coherent way. Rated PG-13 for graphic references to gay sexuality, 2.5 stars for the intriguing but incoherent Benediction. And incoherent is the right word. And the result of the film is that Siegfried Sassoon, who was a very gifted poet and was a fascinating figure for years, he died in 1965, the actual guy is far more interesting than the version on screen. And that's kind of a shame. Considering versions on screen there is this. It's a very hard headline to read. The headline from Homeland Security says, praise for Uvalde's shooter and call for copycats is growing online. That's what the U.S. Department of Homeland Security bulletin says, released for tomorrow. Officials sounded the alarm over violent extremist content and misinformation following the shooting in Uvalde, Texas. We'll talk about it. And there are reports that President Biden is following a new political strategy to pick fights with Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. Okay, are those going to turn out to be good politics? And Ibram X. Kendi has lamented the fact in The Atlantic that he arrived one day to pick up his one-year-old daughter, Imani, from daycare, only to find her playing with a blue-eyed white doll. Over the course of a four-day span, he and his wife Sadiqa, referred to as his partner, suffer increasing protestations from their daughter to leave the white doll behind that resulted in an all-out tantrum on day four. Okay, this is a first world problem, but we will cover it. And failed drug policy, voters in Oregon passed a legalization bill, and now officials in the state, including some liberals, are saying this was a big disaster. Look at the overdoses. Look at the deaths in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.